Amoeba Music opened in 1990 on Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley, California. 28 years later, it's known worldwide as the independent music store with the biggest, most diverse, and affordable selection of music on new and used vinyl, compact disc, and even cassette. Amoeba also has a huge selection of video on Blu-ray, DVD, Laserdisc, and VHS. With locations in San Francisco's historic Haight-Ashbury District, on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue, and on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Amoeba is always where the action is. Visit them online at amoeba.com and get 15% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISEPOP at checkout. This offer expires on March 25th. Remember, there's always free shipping to the United States on music and movies when you shop at amoeba.com. That's 15% off your order when you enter the shopping code NOISEPOP, all caps, all one word, at checkout when you shop amoeba.com. This offer expires on March 25th, 2018, so hit 'em up.
Happy 2018 and welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from KALW Studio C in San Francisco, California. We're coming off of our 2017 Best Music of the Year episode where we featured a lot of special guests sharing their favorite songs of the year, including mine and Colin's songs of the year, and a pick and an in-depth conversation with Kevin Morby, who put out our album of the year in City Music. Definitely hop back into the archives and check that one out if you haven't already. But now, it's time to turn over a new leaf in 2018, and we've got some new music to share on this episode, and a couple that even slipped through the cracks late last year. So here we go. This is Noisemakers, January. Our first track is from Richmond, Virginia's Lucy Dacus. It's called Addictions, and wow. She's on Matador Records, and I think the label really knows what they have on their hands. The first single was called Night Shift, and it's a beautiful track. Addictions just came out. This album totally rips. I think it's kind of a faux pas to talk about albums that you get a media advance of, like a press advance, but I can't hold it in. Like, this is the first record of the year that I heard that really just blew my socks off. It's a big step for Lucy Dacus, and she's the real deal. Historian's out. The new album is out on March 2nd. She's playing Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco on March 24th. So let's listen to that song. Our first one of today's episode, Addictions by Lucy Dacus.
Freeze frame, tidal wave in the passenger side. I'm still a nervous kid after all this time.
Thank you.
addictions to. It's true, you've got addictions to.
That was Lucy Dacus with Addictions. So speaking of taking big steps, this next artist is Liza Ann, and she's a Nashville singer. We're going to play the first single from her upcoming album. The song is called Paranoia. It came out late last year, but if it shows me anything, it's that she's kind of going away from what you'd normally expect from the Nashville sound, which is what she's typically done on her self-release stuff, to something that's a lot more accessible to pop fans and indie rock fans, and it's awesome. This song is called Paranoia. She signed to Arts and Crafts Records. The album's called Fine But Dying. It's coming out on March 9th, and she's actually playing the day before Lucy Dacus at Rickshaw Stop on March 23rd. Funny story about that, my mom was going to come into town to visit that weekend, and I had to let her know, it's just not a really good weekend for you to come, because I really wanted to go to those two shows. So she's coming the next weekend. Sorry, Mom. Back to Liza Ann. This is Paranoia. Check it out.
Paranoid.
That was Liza Ann with Paranoia. Ott is a band that's been on the radar for the last few years, but now I'm excited that they signed to Merge Records, and we're big fans of Merge Records here on the show, for their third album, and it's called Room Inside the World. It's out on Friday, February 16th. We're gonna play one of the singles. It's called These Three Things, and it just definitely comes up and just kind of punches you in the gut in a really awesome way. They're a post-punk band from Montreal. A lot of what you'd expect from post-punk in the way that like bands like The Men kind of bring. The lead singer, Tim Darcy's got this deep voice. Reminds me of somewhere in between Cold Cave and Parquet Courts. He released a solo album last year too, but the stuff that they do as a band is just a level above, I think. They're playing The Independent on March 20th. I know this is like the third show in a row that I'm telling you guys about that happens in mid to late March, so start marking those calendars. In the meantime, we're going to play These Three Things by Ott. Here it is.
When you wake up in your morning, head on down the river, see your soul, feel its sway, hear the world screaming, listen your name. Makes it seem like nothing could hear you. You fall back off the ledge in your mind's eye. You can see how you land, and that's the difference. Now proceed calmly to the edge of your road, a narrow way that is leading you home. When I hear my soul, when I hear my soul, when I hear my soul, when I hear my soul. You feel your shoulder tightening, so you need and sway. If you're made of stone, then turn it to clay. Wash away my body, I don't need it. I start moving slowly, glisten and hurt. Now there's a note for me, I'll leave it a day. A precious secret like a bird inside a vest. Wings on men, so I hope never care. It doesn't speak, it just sings till it burns. And I hear my soul, 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 and I hear my soul. Only pray.
That was Ott with These Three Things. Sabrina Claudio. Remember that name, Sabrina Claudio. I cannot get this stuff out of my head right here. She's from Miami. She signed to Atlantic Records. She's half Cuban, half Puerto Rican. She put out this album late last year called About Time. You gotta hear it. It is super sexy stuff. Like very, really reminds me of FKA Twigs, who's an incredible artist. The album's called About Time, as I said, and she says about it, I subconsciously wrote every song having to deal with time in some way, shape, or form, which kind of explains the title a little bit. The song we're going to play is called Unravel Me, and this is like earworm fodder to the max. It's produced by Stint, who's worked with big, like, electro soul, electro R&B artists like Ne-Yo, Gallant, Santi Gold, megastar like Carly Rae Jepsen, and now Sabrina Claudio. She's next up. I can just feel it. Here we go. Sabrina Claudio with Unravel Me.
Something in the sun or the air. It's making me wanna run away from here. I know that you want me to stay with you, but no. So I'll keep on making excuses about the sun, the earth, the rays of days unknown. But why? The season that we're in, that's making me think that we're not supposed to do this. I know that you're trying to understand, but you can't. Cause I keep on making excuses about the fall, the rise, and how my mind is ruptured, wired, and I'm tired of it. I know you're trying, but you'll never unravel me. Hey, I'm not afraid to
That was Sabrina Claudio with Unravel Me. Okay, this is the one that got away in 2017 for me. I should say that I've kept a running list of my personal favorite albums of the year for the last decade at my blog, everythingecstatic.net, and I keep maniacal notes throughout the year of albums that I really like, that I gravitate to, that could end up as being, you know, one of the favorites of the year. And this year I did top 60 albums, and this one somehow didn't make it on. And it's from Wolf Parade. It's Cry, Cry, Cry is the name of the album. And I heard this song, Valley Boy, maybe a week or two ago. I was listening to Sirius XMU on satellite radio in the afternoon, just to see what I might have, you know, if there's something I'm missing that I hadn't heard yet. And this just jumped out at me, and I dove back into the album, and holy shit. Wolf Parade is such a great fucking band. They've been around for over a decade, and Spencer Krug is such a memorable singer, and Dan Beckner on the guitar. They're a Canadian band, and they've, you know, this is like one of those bands that has this tree of like other bands that they're all a part of, and Sunset Rubdown and Divine Fits and on and on and on. Wolf Parade is kind of the brain trust though, and I love this song. I love this album, and I ended up going on like a full Wolf Parade discography binge like immediately afterwards. For now, off of Cry, 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 this is Valley Boy by Wolf Parade.
No.
That was Wolf Parade with Valley Boy. From the "where the hell did this come from" department, the Black Eyed Peas are back, and holy shit, their new song is awesome. It's called Street Livin', and it's kind of a throwback to old Black Eyed Peas, pre-Fergie and this whole pop explosion that they went on. Their first two albums, Behind the Front and Bridging the Gap, like, I still stand by. Those are great records, and will.i.am has always been a really awesome producer, and he's always resonated with me because he uses a lot of Brazilian samples. In fact, when we did our Sounds of Brazil episode, I guess almost 2 years ago now, go into our archives, listen to Sounds of Brazil. That's maybe the greatest episode this podcast has ever produced. We talked about will.i.am and his use of Jorge Ben Jor samples. And then he went full on like Sergio Mendes mode for an album like, you know, 10 or 12 years ago. And they kept doing their pop thing, but now they're back with like this boom bap track that really harkens back to classic, solid, like back when it was still underground hip hop in the golden age, Black Eyed Peas. It's called Street Livin', and surprise, he uses a Brazilian sample from Elmir Deodato's Pouca Duração, which is a beautiful trumpet-based track, Tropicália. The video is awesome for this track. It uses computer animated lips over these like iconic photos from a wave of civil rights movement photography from the early civil rights movement to the modern civil rights movement that we're seeing now. We're going to put that video up on the blog at noisepop.com/podcast. And while they've gone back to their roots of this like early golden age era hip hop stuff, they're still a massive act. They said when they released this track that Street Livin' is a companion piece to the Black Eyed Peas' recently released graphic novel called Masters of the Sun, The Zombie Chronicles, which sounds ridiculous to me, but... And then it says, the group plans to debut a Masters of the Sun virtual reality experience at the Sundance Film Festival later this month, and the VR experience will be narrated by, shit you not, famous comic creator Stan Lee and scored in part by Hans Zimmer. I love that they still have this massive platform within pop music and now the film world. This track delves into systemic racism and police brutality and the drug war. It's really well done. There's no other way to put it. Like, you can hate on the Black Eyed Peas all you want for what they did when they were a pop group. This track rules. Street Livin' by Black Eyed Peas. Here it is.
Street living, caught in the trap. Guns and books sell crack or rap. Be like kings or be like pawns. They called us coons, now they call us cons. Street niggas be packing pistols. Terrorists be blasting missiles. Crips and bloods and retail thugs. CIA planes bring Colombian drugs in. Don't push me, cause I'm close to hell. The teachers of my neighborhood could hardly spell. And compared to them, prison guards get paid well. 10 years, no bells, 4 years a year. So forget about the statue of General Lee. Because the status of blacks are generally gonna end up in some penitentiary. Systematically, that's how they made it to be. Listen, they derailed the soul train. They put a nightmare in every Martin Luther King. And privatized prisons are owned by the same slave masters that own the slave trade gang. And racists no longer have to be racist. Cause niggas kill more niggas than the KKK did. Now every time I hear a new Def Jam, niggas killing niggas like they Ku Klux Klan. I understand what's a nigga to choose. Be the killer or be the dead dude in the news. I get it, what's a nigga to do? No education in the hood, got a nigga confused. Street living, tough conditions. Brainwashed by the television.
be lost in the world we live in. Double cross love, lost no religion. Street living, oh my gosh. Another brother got shot by the Sarge. Another cop got off with no charge. If you're black in the hood, you at large. You're guilty until you're proven innocent. If you're ivory, they treat you different. If you're ebony, they assume your temperament will be vigilant and they call you militant. And you'll get shot and they'll say the incident is 'cause you're belligerent. What a coincidence. Morning prayer, but you're still an immigrant. And if you ain't dead, you gon' see imprisonment.
There's more niggas in the prison than there ever was slaves. Cotton picking. There's more niggas that's rotting in the prison than there ever was slaves. Cotton picking. So how we gonna get about the trap? Guns and books sell crack or rap. Street living, hustle or hoops. Guns and books get shot or shoot. Street living, ain't no rules. Break the law, make the breaking news. The life you choose could be the life you lose. Niggas getting stuck for them Nike shoes. Street living, ain't no joke. It's a cold world, better bring your coat. Revoke, 'cause the streets are broke. And now they wanna take away our dreams and hopes. Street living, no economics. No way out of the Reaganomics. Affected by the black plague, new bubonic. No comprende, we speak Ebonics. Street living, what's your position? You could take action or take a dick. Listen, you could get fucked by the system, or you could say fuck the system.
That was Black Eyed Peas with Street Living. Last track here is from Young Galaxy, who's another Montreal band here on the show today. I sent this track, it's called Under My Wing, it's their latest single. I sent it to a friend of mine who I know likes Young Galaxy, and he replied, his reply was really curt, but it was on the nose. He said, consistently good. And they really are. For a decade, Young Galaxy has been a really consistently good band, and it's like refined electronica is the way I look at it, is they're a synth pop band at their core, but it's not this cheesy made for festival crap. Like it's, you know, if you followed the path of electronic music and, you know, synth pop back when it was better than it is now, this pays respect to it. And that's what I've always really liked about them. They have a new album on deck called Downtime. It's out on April 6th. And they went out and said, this is our first album as a true independent, which means they're self-releasing it. This is a really chill way to go out on this episode, which we always do. And here it is, Under My Wing by Young Galaxy. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Noise Pop Podcast. We're looking forward to bringing you more new music and some special features sprinkled in throughout 2018. Check out the Noise Pop Festival lineup if you haven't dug in yet at noisepopfest.com and get ready for the annual event from February 19th to February 25th throughout San Francisco and Oakland. We'll be back next month with a new podcast episode for you guys. Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Colin Peden and myself. It's mixed and engineered by Colin. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.
Noise Pop Festival 2018 is February 19th through 25th at venues spanning both sides of the San Francisco Bay. Do you need a couple of ideas? All right, here you go. Dengue Fever. Dengue Fever is playing at the Independent on Tuesday, February 20th. Girlpool. Girlpool is playing at the Great American Music Hall on Wednesday, February 21st. What are you waiting for? For more information about the festival schedule, tickets, or to buy your badge, head to www.noisepopfest.com. That's www.noisepopfest.com.